thinking about that, and I'll ask you next time.
Okay.
Okay. I only had a little bit more farm stuff.
Oh boy.
Okay. If you were going to buy some molasses, you're going to buy a great big quantity, a large quantity, what would it come in? What would you call the thing it came in?
Molasses?
Uh-huh.
Probably just a keg or something like that.
Sometimes people use this term to refer to like a small container that's on the table, you know, for pancakes.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't remember.
Okay, have you ever heard, have you ever heard it called a stand? Okay, if you have one of these, you know, round salt boxes like the Morton salt thing, and it doesn't have a spout, you might need to pour it into something smaller with a what? Yeah. Thing shaped like this. And you pour it in like
a funnel.
Okay. Okay, if you were driving a buggy and you're trying to get the horses to go faster, you might urge them to go faster with a
whip.
Okay, if you bought some groceries, the checker would put them in a
sack.
Okay, what kind of sack?
Paper sack.
Okay. Is a sack always made of paper, or can it be made of other things, like cloth?
No, not. Some of them can be made of plastic. I mean, you know, I guess just a plastic bag. People.
Okay, but when you use sack, would you use it? Would you say plastic sack, or would you always say plastic bag?
Plastic bag.
Okay. Okay. If you bought a large quantity of say flour or sugar or something like that, you know, it comes in kind of a smooth cloth thing. which of those two terms would you call that?
Small cloth thing.
Well, big, you know, like 50 pounds or something. It's, would you call it a sack or a bag?
Probably a sack.
Okay. If you have a big sack about that size, that potatoes, or sometimes feed for horses or something is in, what do you call that?
A tow sack.
Okay, what's the difference between a tow sack and like a flour sack?
A flour sack is smooth, you know, it's light. A tow sack is really, it's rough, it's kind of like burlap or something like that.
Do you have any other names for a tow sack?
Potato sack.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, not really.
Basically, what's the difference between a sack and a bag?
A sack is usually paper, most likely. And a bag could be, you know, plastic or probably something to carry light stuff in.
Okay. What would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Oh, oh gosh. The amount of corn?
Yeah, it's sort of an unspecified amount. You know,